Ed Hedger, head of the Centre for Aid and Public Expenditure here at ODI. Ed, this is the beginning of a series of interviews taken at the CAPE 2012 conference. Before people listen to those, can you give a bit of your vision for what you wanted people to explore at the conference?
Hi, Jonathan. The CAPE conference 2012, we wanted to re-examine the role of development cooperation, to try and understand what we mean by that, who's involved in it, and what its purposes and objectives, the results we want to achieve from it are. We wanted to do that by looking at the context in which we're engaged, be they middle-income countries, fragile states, low-income countries. We wanted to think of the range, the constellation of different actors engaged in this. Traditional providers of ODA and development assistance, philanthropists and private givers, and the increased engagement of the private sector, for example, through impact investment and other modalities. By bringing these group of people together to look at the approaches and challenges of development cooperation, we wanted to ask a central question. Are the tools, are the flows, are the modalities fit for purpose in the current context of global development issues?
And reflecting on the conversations and contributions that you've heard over the last 2 days, what came as a surprise and what perhaps came as less a surprise, and who stood out for you?
The conversations on aid and middle-income countries were quite revealing to me. We tend to bundle South-South cooperation, middle-income countries and their role as receivers and providers of assistance as a homogenous group that all have similar motivations, all deliver in a similar way, and all have similar needs. That was revealed quite clearly to be not the case. Picking a speaker example, Li Chaoyun, talking about Chinese aid, was quite specific in the roles and opportunities it presents, but was quite contrasting in his description of that, about the scale of flows compared to some of the smaller providers, such as Mexico and Brazil and South Africa, in terms of the scale of financing. The second point I would pick out would be the relationship between climate finance and ODA, official development assistance, as traditionally conceived. Andrew Steer, for example, laid down this question of whether this is a tension that we need to be concerned about, the total pot of public funds available from taxpayers, principally in rich countries, to grapple with these challenges of poverty reduction and climate preparedness and mitigation. Is it a zero-sum game? Are we trying to solve both sets of challenges from one pot? Or are there a set of connected challenges which can all be addressed through a similar amount of money?
The conference is over now. A lot of work goes into a conference like this, and you'll be looking at what work is to come. Where can people who are listening, whose thoughts are provoked by some of the interviews we're about to listen to, where can they go for more information about CAPE's work, and what can they expect from CAPE over the coming months?
At CAPE, we are committed to making this the start of a conversation, the start of a process, not the end. We've brought together some of the leading thinkers on the issues. We've hosted them at ODI for 2 days. That has helped us cut through a little bit of the rhetoric to get a little bit of the reality, but that's only the start. We want to move forward in two or three ways. First of all, picking up specific issues that flow out of this. We've talked about the climate finance agenda and its relationship with ODA. We've talked about philanthropy. There are questions about the scale, the focus of that, for example. We've surfaced in the final sessions of the conference the role of results-based aid and what that means. We want to now focus on developing the evidence base. So work will be coming out on all of those topics over the coming months on CAPE website. We also want to engage the broader conversation still. There is an energy and a dynamism in that room, not just to talk, but to act. We will be producing a conference report, of course, within the coming weeks, but also looking at ways that we can maintain a community of thinking, a community engagement around these evidence and policy issues. And more information on that coming through the report itself and linking into the CAPE website over the coming couple of weeks and months.
Ed, thank you very much.